Hello everyone, welcome to Size Talk. I'm going to be talking about a new episode where I'm going to be saying that we have a very low margin of when it comes to African American women. I'm not saying all the other races are a bad thing. This is not talking about racism. That is the lowest thing I'd ever talk about, and I'd never talk about that type of stuff. But we're talking about when it comes to giantess in the community, which is a mass variety of women that have all done amazing things, amazing videos, and something that we all love watching, buying, and looking at all the time is giantess related content. Now, as you see, when you look at videos lately, that there are at least a very low margin of black giantess or African American giantess, how many ways you want to put it, but there are a very low amount. My estimated guess, probably at least 15%, maybe lower, but that is pretty much where I'm estimating where we're at. Now, I wonder why there's a very low amount of, you know, black giantess or maybe even others that have not been introduced. We should open up more. If you don't understand what giantess are, at least what the fetish is, it's called macrophilia, which translates to as lover of large. Refers to people who are aroused by the thought of having sex with others that are significantly larger than they are. By larger meaning huge, like King Kong size or larger. It is a fantasy, yes. It is something that is highly impossible. Not totally impossible, because now we actually do have VR that does that type of stuff. And I'm pretty sure somebody will make a shrink ray someday, maybe not my time period or our time period, but I'm pretty sure someday we'll actually be able to physically do that. But as of right now, it's mostly about role playing, getting the mood. I mean, most of the giantess in this are either dominant or they like to reverse role sometimes where it comes to the guy being the giant size and them being tiny. There's a lot of ways you could take this. When it comes to this particular thing, sorry, I digress a little bit throughout this talk, but it's something that needs to be point out so everybody can at least understand why people are really loving the fact of a girl that could be thousands of feet tall and you're still your original height, or versed as the fact that your tiny size is she's still her normal height. There's a lot that can be brought into this fantasy, because African-American giantess or African-American women out there, have you guys not heard about what macrophilia is? It's something really interesting. I mean, look at Giantess Crew. They have a variety of models that are probably majority African-American, a mixture of others, but they all work together and it all makes it so really well done. Like, as a matter of fact, I'm a fan of a couple of them on Giantess Crew, such as Giantess Kiki, Miranda, AJ. There's a lot of them on there. And if you want to check out Giantess Crew, I highly suggest that you do that. They do have a wide variety. They have been known to making really good POV shots, especially how DJ has to, you know, he's moving himself around to make sure he gets good angles and stuff like that. But check out GiantessCrew.com. There are very low African-American giantess in this community. Even Art is very low. And that's something that, you know, you would think we'd have more of. Any women out there that are suddenly getting interested or at least want to know more about this, send a message to me on Size Supporters or talk to me on Instagram, where I have Size Supporters on there too. Just want you to get your input on what you think about this. Would you actually try it out? Which is something that you might be interested in? Would you like to know more about it? More pictures or other things like that? But this is just for this episode. Thank you for listening. Keep being awesome. Keep being awesome community out there.